Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, rounding out the crew as we launch into our 20th year, believe it or not, of the World of Boating radio show. 20 years ago, April Fool's Day. So we're 20 years and 4 days or so old, thereabouts.
Yeah, 20 plus four. And yeah. I didn't have gray hair and I had more of it.
5 days. I'm doing the math.
Well, if you're years, including today, you would include the first day of April, because that is the 20th year, so plus four more days.
Yeah. Well, April Fool's Day is our anniversary.
Right.
You know, no coincidence in that.
You did every one of your shows, I think, starts on April 1st. Does the plane show start on that?
No, we did. We started that one January 1.
So you completely messed up on that one.
It was the time of year we decided to just launch a new year with a new show. And that one, let's see, that one's, oh man, I want to say 15 or so. I forget.
This is what happens when you get old.
Yeah. Yeah. Scuba Radio, the first show we started 27 years ago.
270 years ago.
And then 7 years later, we started the World of Boating. Here we are still doing it. 20 years. We made the 20-year milestone. And here we are with the last two men standing. Barry the Boater and Greg, your first mate. Captain Patrick, right. Having technical difficulties. Yeah, you know, 20 years. You know, it just doesn't get any better. And Mike the Mariner, we may hear from him. He's out on the road. He's boating, so he has a pretty good excuse.
He went up to DeLand,
yeah,
to get fuel,
right?
And I asked him why his boat was on DeLand when it should be on DeWater.
20 now, years, and it, yeah, 20 it years. Hasn't gotten and, any better.
No, it hasn't. I need to hire CJ because I need some new jokes.
Yeah, you need a joke writer. For sure.
I need a joke writer and someone that actually knows how to deliver those jokes.
Okay. So he's got two strikes against him.
That's right.
Well, 20 years, I guess, yeah, you get a pass. All right.
Thank you.
I don't know if Patrick works out the technical glitches he's having. Maybe he'll join us for this celebratory show. But if not, that's okay. He can take the day off and we'll manage accordingly. But here, after all these years, we're still talking things to do on your boat. And, man, we have, you know, something that's almost as rare, well, even more rare than the World of Boating Radio Show's anniversary. And that would be the eclipse coming up Monday. Now, we talked about it the last few weeks, and I was making the case that watching the eclipse from your boat is going to be the best way to view this baby if you happen to be in the path of, what is the total, what's it called again?
The path of you can't see because it's dark out. I don't remember the name of it.
Total something or other. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. If you're in the path of the eclipse, you're going to get a prime time. It goes up through Texas, up through New York and you know, Ohio and stuff like that. Lake Erie is a good spot. If you're out on the water there, that's a primo spot for sure. But I think even, the big question is for Monday, for even us in Florida, we may see it if the weather is good. But there are reports that we're going to get some clouds. And I would assume if it gets cloudy, that's going to affect, you know, what we can see.
You're going to get clouds from from what I've seen so far. South Florida is in the clear so far.
Is it? Okay. Well,
yeah. So, well, I mean, this may be the only place in the whole country where you'll be able to at least see, I think it's about 42% of the eclipse.
Yeah. Are you going to go out on your boat and watch it then, Barry?
No, I am going to go to work because it is tax season.
Right.
The time of year that I cry the most.
But no one's going to expect you to work Monday afternoon during the eclipse.
No, no. This is not like, you know, those areas where they're going to have the total eclipse, completely dark. They are preparing for some major traffic issues. I have a friend in Ohio who said they actually had to put up road signs to tell people, don't stop your car on the road to watch the eclipse. Don't pull over to the side of the road to watch the eclipse, because apparently people did that.
Yeah.
I think in 2017, whenever the last eclipse was,
mm-hmm.
they just stopped on the road, just stopped traffic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, on a boat, at least you can't do that.
Right. That's why I said, I think it's going to be the best spot if you want to go view the eclipse safely and kind of have your own little cool space. You know, this is the time to maximize the use of your vessel, but you're not going to do that. You're going to let that four-letter word that we can't say or be taken off the air.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that word.
Yeah.
But what I am going to do is leave early. I'm going to set my tripod up, set my camera up.
Yeah.
I have some filters I'm going to put in front of the camera and try to get some nice shots of it.
Okay. Are you going to put a filter on your camera, like to give the sun, you know, make it look like the face of a cat or something?
No, not that kind of filter. Okay, a filter just to cut back the amount of light going into the sensor so you can get a nice contrasted image of the dark and the light.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, there's going to be a billion and one of those type of pictures, though, Barry.
Yeah, but you can always get the one. There's always someone out there that they're at the right moment at the right time, and they get the photo that no one else has gotten.
Okay. I'm thinking most people, and I put myself in this category, you're going to want to just get the eclipse in the background of a selfie, aren't you? I mean, let's be honest. Yeah,
I don't know how that's going to work.
What do you mean? You just take a picture with your phone,
Phone around.
Yeah, and just take a selfie with the eclipse in the background. That's what most. But actually, I read something that you got to be careful even with that type of technique. You can still burn your retinas out or something.
What?
Yeah.
You're not looking at the eclipse.
Well, they said
you're looking at your phone.
Right, but they said something about if you're looking into your phone and the rays reflect off your phone. I don't know. I read it on the internet. It must be true.
Of course. If shoot a laser into your phone and look at the laser light through your phone and tell me if you can't see anymore.
Well, I'm not going to test it. I'm just saying it is something I saw. They did say you got to be very careful about certain times when you're looking up there, and so you don't burn your eyeballs out.
Say that if you do damage it, it doesn't necessarily happen at that moment. It'll happen over a couple of days. You can get a little bit of a blurry spot or a spot that will not heal. It's really not worth hurting your eyes. Get yourself those. They're selling the eclipse glasses everywhere. They're inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Get a pair of those a pair of welding goggles, not brazing goggles. They're
okay.
Two different
well,
shades.
If you do the selfie thing that I was talking about from the deck of your boat, just wear your glasses too, even though you're looking at your phone and not
at your phone. And that'll look real cool. So you'll have your glasses.
Exactly. It'll make more sense.
With the eclipse at back of you.
And then you won't burn out your retinas or whatever the heck.
Just the back of your head.
Maybe
they say the UV light may be brighter or you know, you may get a sunburn in 4 minutes. I have no idea.
Well, they also say all the animals are going to go nuts. And, and like you said, the traffic is going to be insane. And
there may be earthquakes in areas of the United States that you hadn't heard of having one.
No, that already happened.
Oh, that happened yesterday. That's
a different thing. That's a different element of the end of the world.
Right. Okay.
But you know, when the eclipse happens, I do wonder if we're going to have those stories of people that weren't paying attention and it happens, it freaks them out and they do something insane. I mean, just like a full moon, you know, is the busiest time for the cops. And I would imagine this would apply to Marine Patrol as well on the boat. You know, you got a full moon, you have an eclipse like this, it's going to bring out the crazy. And so if you are out there on your boat, when the eclipse is going down, be prepared to encounter some nut jobs, maybe a little higher element than normal. I mean,
don't freak out. I mean, this has been in the news every
minus
day.
Minus Barry, though.
Yeah.
Because Barry's not taking his boat out, right?
No, I'm not taking my boat out. But
so
I
you're
do
safe from Barry, you know, the boater.
Today is a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
And I have no idea why I'm sitting here, because it was beautiful this morning. It's
sunny. Well, because you're here celebrating the 20-year anniversary of the World of Boating Radio Show, like the rest of the world. Oh, you're so excited. All right, more coming up on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw, put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Pirate!
What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? Have a light in the morning.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Look at this. Captain Patrick is with us for the first show into our 20th year. And he has joined the crew, worked out the bugs. Barry the boater rounding out the crew as well. Patrick, welcome. Happy anniversary.
Shut up.
Okay. So 20 years, nothing has changed.
I'm still using the 20-year-old equipment you gave me 20 years ago.
Did I give you something 20 years ago?
Well, it was a hand-me-down,
I thought I knew better than that.
He gave you something?
I've been slowly paying on it.
Oh, okay.
Holt installment plan.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like me.
My one World of Boating t-shirt has got holes in it now.
Yeah. Well, that makes it, that's called vintage, Barry.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's the style.
Mine came with holes.
Oh, mm-hmm. They were moth-eaten.
Greg said, it's vintage.
Yeah. Okay. He sells that to you also.
He said, it's all the rage with the kids, yeah. Patrick. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, sure, there's pit stains and slightly stretched out.
I wore it during his video shoot.
I might have used it to wax my car a couple times, All right. Well, anyway, we got a semi-full crew now. For our 20-year anniversary show, who would have thunk it that we'd make it this far? But here we are. And
odds on with our World of Boating Facebook listeners was like you and I would have killed each other about 15 years ago. So there's amazement abounds with our listeners.
Yeah, I'm confused. I don't know what you mean by that.
It's okay. It's not your first time you've been confused.
That's what keeps this relationship fresh, Greg.
Yes. Yes.
Your confusion and my utter disdain you, period.
Well, okay. Fair enough. All right. So Monday is the eclipse. Barry and I have talked about what we're planning not to do, I guess, but we just wanted to remind people that the best place to view the eclipse is from a boat if you can. but you got to be safe. The crazies are going to be out. Are you going to go out and watch the eclipse, or do you give a rat's ass, Captain Patrick?
I don't even have any rat's ass to give, Greg.
Okay.
I could honestly care less.
That's kind of what I expected.
About something that occurs three or four times a year.
It doesn't. It doesn't. This is the only time it'll be doing this through the USA.
You mean in the USA,
yeah.
Yes.
In our lifetime, for the rest of our lifetime, pretty much.
If only there was a way to travel to other parts of the world.
Well, you're going to leave. You're going to go to the. You're going to go leave the country.
To the U.S. for this one.
Okay. So you said
another one. Yeah, there's another one in 20 years. Do you plan on kicking it?
Is that coming through the U.S.?
Yeah, it's supposed to come more of it down here.
I don't believe you. I think you're a liar.
We'll be celebrating our 40th anniversary, and it'll sound pretty much just like this.
Uh-huh. 73, 83. I'll be 83 years old.
Yeah, shut up. You're not going to make it that far.
Oh, my God.
Thanks.
Damn, Greg.
I'm gonna come up there.
We'll be right there with you, Barry.
Well, you've already got the bionic heart.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Mine's still all natural.
Mm-hmm.
All they're going to find is surprise washed up on a beach.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is...
Well, it'll never disintegrate.
A tattered dive flag.
Yeah.
This is a pretty...
lobsters.
Just to get the truth out there, this eclipse is very unique for us in the USA. So it is a very rare occurrence to have this opportunity to see this across
the states. It just would have been better if it had been on a nice clear day across the
U.S. Well, we'll find out. I guess we'll find out on Monday. You know, but as I was saying earlier, I think if you can get out on a waterway and watch it, that'd be the best way to do it on your boat. You know, worst case that happens, you spend a day out on the boat for a few hours in the afternoon. You play hooky from work because no one's going to expect anybody to be working when this eclipse is going on. You know that, right?
Shut up.
That's going to be the classic get out of work card. Yeah.
The schools are letting the kids out.
Yeah.
But it will be sad. You know, there are people that are really, they are paying a lot of money for their hotel rooms along this line where it's the total eclipse.
Yeah.
And if they get completely clouded over, the hotel should at least offer them a partial refund because that's going to be a sad day.
Control the weather. Total convergence.
They can control, you know, $80 to $800 for a room for one night. Are
you
kidding me?
If you're dumb enough to pay that, you can do it. Actually, I had a hotel reservation on the coast of Lake Erie. I was going to go join the family and do that, but it ends up Monday I got to be over in Lakeland for an air show for our Just Plain Radio show.
Oh,
so I had to cancel my reservation. I got a good hotel rate, but I had to cancel it, let it go. I should have kept it and upsold it. I had to let it go. So, I mean, if you plan, you could have got a decent hotel rate. If you're trying to do it now, forget about it.
Just do yourself a favor. One of two things. First of all, you got a better chance of seeing Bonnie Tyler sing Total Eclipse of the Heart than you do of seeing this eclipse.
Is she even alive still? I don't know.
Due to the weather. Yeah.
Sure.
Rumor has it.
Okay.
The other thing, because it's going to be overcast and cloudy and you're not going to be seeing it, just do this. Just open and close your eyes real fast, like 10 times, and then keep them shut. And that's what it looks like.
Wow.
Mm. Or once again, go out on your boat. Then worst case scenario is you don't see the eclipse, but you spend a couple hours on your boat.
Yeah.
On a weekday.
If the weather is nice, you go out and have a good time on the boat. That's what we like to do.
Right. I mean, and, I think that's my advice, and I think it's pretty good advice.
All of your advice is pretty good advice.
Well, look, you know, when you're a genius, sometimes you have to share with the world.
It's a good thing I'm wearing my shorts today. It's getting thick.
You mean deep.
Deep, thick, whatever.
Okay.
I know Barry was talking about fiber during the break, so I mean, who knows?
What?
They're installing fiber for our cable here.
Yeah, apparently, his house fiber is constipated.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They're going to fiber, so I'll have more speed than you.
Hey, you want to talk about real problems?
Sure.
Boat related, if we could. Yeah, that'd be good.
We're talking about yacht problems. We're talking about real life billionaire problems.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman, billionaire, as he likes to call himself. I'm a billionaire.
I love
real, you. A real one. Yeah. Michael Bizzuto of the, he's a member of the tribe, my tribe, the O's.
The Bizzuto billionaires?
No, just people with the last name that ends in O, obviously an Italian, possibly a Sicilian. Okay. So he's got a house that he bought in the village of North Palm Beach. Now, what makes this house unique is, one, it's not the house that you would think that a billionaire would own. The house was built in 1961. It's a one-story ranch style with just a measly three bedrooms on a half-acre lot. And back in 2014, Mr. Bizzuto paid $840,000 for this.
Okay.
What makes it unique is what?
It has dockage.
It's on a rare corner bordered on the north and east by navigable waters that provide access to the Atlantic Ocean via the Lake Worth Inlet.
So
the east-facing dock is large enough to accommodate his 164-foot yacht.
Okay.
Okay. However, the city of the village won't let him keep his yacht there.
What? How can they say it's his property? Well, we'll talk about it. And next on the World of Boating, stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Come on, Wiz, what are you standing around for here? Get on board.
Get on board. Don't fret. Don't try to work.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick Berry, the boater. We now even have Mike the Mariner with us on the 20-year anniversary of the World of Boating radio show. Yeah, believe it or not, we've been doing this for 20 years now. April Fool's Day is our anniversary. And, you know, a couple of the crew were a little late to the party, but that's fine. It happens. 20 years, you get a pass. Before we find out what's up with this billionaire who has his yacht docked up next to his house on the intercoastal, I guess we need to check in with Mike the Mariner because he's out on his boat as we speak. Mike, how you doing, buddy? And happy anniversary. What's
happy
going on?
Happy anniversary. I'm so sorry I'm late. I was actually docking the boat when the show started.
Well, you know, you have a valid excuse. You're the one crew member out on a boat, and once again, that does take precedence over doing the goofy show we do every week.
Well, but we're running a little bit late. We're on a fuel run and came up to the land. It's about a 3-hour boat ride, and I just didn't get out of the marina in time for the start of the show. So when the show started, I was a little preoccupied.
Right now, Barry is chomping at the bit to make a joke about DeLand, but he's already done it. but I can see it in his eyes that he wants to do it again.
Nope, I'm not going to do it again.
Okay, thank God.
Patrick, he'll shake his head and cry.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
He wants to talk about this yacht.
So, but why did you have to do a fuel run to DeLand? You don't have fuel at your regular marina or what?
They do not sell diesel. I mean, I can have it trucked in, but there is a marina that's a little closer that sells diesel, but we like to come here and make a weekend of it. So we run up here, we top the tanks off, have dinner at the restaurant here, which is really nice. And then tomorrow we'll head back. It's about a 3-hour ride each way.
All right.
And we just make a weekend out of it.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I mean, what about Monday though? We've been talking about the eclipse. Are you going to take your boat out? Are you going to use that excuse to not work on Monday afternoon? What do you think?
He's the only one that
maybe there's a very good chance something like that may happen.
But, yes, you got to play that card. Everyone's
really excited about the air show coming up. Actually.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
you know, the Sanford Air Show is coming up, and so what we typically do is we'll wrap up with two or three boats down on the east end of Lake Monroe, and that's where the jets clear out. You know, when they're finishing their maneuvers, they clear out over the lake, so they fly right over us.
Is Sanford Air Show? Is in 2 weeks or a week and a half or what? When is it?
It's 2 weeks. Two weeks from now.
All right. Well, next week I'm going to be in Lakeland for Sun and Fun, which is where they're going to be next week, and I'll have a little preview for you next Saturday. How about that?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's because
it's like the spring break of air shows. Massive. 700,000 people over a 5-day event in Lakeland, Florida. And we'll be doing our Just Plain Radio show from there next week. But
I can imagine what the porta potties smell like after a week.
You'd be surprised. They run that thing like a Titan a ship. I mean, it's been doing it for years. They do a very, very good job.
Barry, all the porta potties mimic the ones they have in aircraft.
That is incorrect.
So you get the little closet with
incorrect.
The little
bifold. You're incorrect,
sir. Okay.
Little vacuum flush action going on.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, some of the porta potties they have at this event in Lakeland will make your home toilets look bad. I mean, it's an impressive
sounds
they build
like you're
a city.
A little jelly. Yeah.
They build a city.
Only Greg would have a rating for porta potties.
I'm just telling you.
Only Greg would do it.
Yeah. And carpets at the boat show.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
The two important things he has to take care
of. The air show was awesome, but I have to grade you a 5 on the porta-potties because there was no bathroom attendant to hand me a warm towel.
Okay,
the water wasn't quite blue enough.
Obviously, Captain Patrick has not been there because they got first-class porta-potties.
Yeah, because I have a life.
If you say so.
I'm not a plane nerd.
Okay. Somebody is jelly. Anyway, jelly. Mike, have you already topped off and are you heading out or what are you doing exactly right now?
No, we actually just arrived and we are topping off in the morning on the way back.
Okay.
The fuel dock's on the other side of the
ground. All right. Well, we're starting to lose your signal, it sounds. We're going to lose your signal, so I'll let you go. But thanks for checking in. Happy anniversary. Celebrate accordingly. And let us know what you do for the eclipse Monday next Saturday on the big show, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, you guys.
All right. There you go. Mike the Mariner.
Have fun, Mike.
Doing what boaters should do to celebrate the 20-year anniversary of the World of Boating Radio Show. Go
see
boating.
You in another 25 shows, Mike. way to be a team player there, buddy.
Mr. Optimist, Captain Patrick. Back to you. So this guy has a yacht. 165 footer. He has a property. This was in South Florida, or where was it again? On the intercoastal? Where? Palm Beach County. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So he has a primo property on the waterway there, and he decides to get this fancy yacht, 165 footer, big ass boat. And what the people in the area are PO'd at him?
Nobody in the area is PO'd. The village. Okay, the village council, if you will, they're upset and they're saying you can't dock your boat there. And bear in mind, Mr. Bizzuto owns not one, not two, not three, but 4 properties.
Okay.
Okay, in this village. I mean, the guy is like.
What do you mean village? What do you mean? What is that?
It's a small little area. It doesn't have
like
any
neighborhood,
residents.
Like an HOA on the intercoastal. They call it a village, no, or what? I don't understand what you mean by that.
Well, you can add the town of something. You could add the village of something. You could add the city of something. It's between a town and a. And
are
the
we
city.
Really going to debate the nomenclature of this, or can we get?
Well,
to
you know, Greg
story?
Needs.
What does this
understand?
Village have control over? Is my where
witches,
I'm going at what?
They what? Have control over witches. Burnings at the stake.
All right.
Things like that. Apparently Thanksgiving isn't a real thing there.
Okay. All right.
Happened.
Yeah,
so
get
here's
the bad
the,
jokes
he,
out of the way.
Yeah. Waiting on you, buddy. Waiting on you. So he's got four houses in the area, and they won't let him dock his boat behind this one. Again, it's a prime location. And to be fair, I kind of see both sides of it, but really this is going to get hung up actually is on the wording. So I think Mr. Bizzuto kind of treats this particular house as kind of a storage rental unit because he's got stuff there, but he doesn't actually live there. And that's where the village is coming after him saying the house must be occupied. Mm-hmm. Well, what determines an occupation of a house? How many days out of the year do I need to live there and be in residence for it to be occupied? Isn't it enough that I own it? If I own it, it is therefore occupied. Leave me alone and let me dock my 164-foot yacht next to Tiger Woods' 155-foot yacht. Thank you very much.
What, is Tiger in the same village?
I would not have mentioned his name if he was not.
Okay. So he can do his 155, but they don't like his this bigger one.
Well, clearly they're biased against non-golfers, you know, and I think it's time that, you know, in this particular area of the state, that the discrimination against non-golfers stops. That's why I am forming a statewide campaign. I'm going to get it on the state ballot because non-golfers have been discriminated against far too long in these very wealthy areas, Greg.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I'm the airplane nerd. Yeah, right.
Yes,
okay.
You are.
Okay. Yes, you are. All right. We'll get to the bottom of this. Find out exactly, does the village, do they really have a say in this? We'll get to that next on the World of Boating. Stay close.
Listening to the World of Boating Radio Network. You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce. And now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick. Barry the Boater rounding out the crew on our 20-year anniversary show, or launch into our 20th year of doing the World of Boating Radio Show. We've apologized many times over the years, and we'll never be able to apologize enough, but we persevere, whether you like it or not. And it's just what we do every Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and we appreciate your support, or tolerance, maybe is more appropriate. Okay, so This guy down in West Palm has his yacht, 165-footer, and the village that it resides in has given him grief. This sounds like your classic HOA issue. They say he can't dock his yacht there in West Palm because, well, they're trying to use the excuse because you don't live there on the property. And the reality is probably the dockage space where he's located is worth more than the property itself, sounds like to me. Is that a fair assumption, Patrick, or do we know?
It is a prime location due to the fact it's kind of on a corner and its proximity to the inlet itself. So you're
correct. Admit it. Just say it. I know it's hard to get that out every now and then, but we read your mind. We know what you're thinking. All right, moving on. So, I mean, does the village actually have, or this neighborhood, or whatever he's in, do they really have the power to enforce something like this? Sounds like they might.
They're trying, which is why it is
an issue.
Well, going to court.
Yeah. And do they say why they don't like it, other than they're using the excuse that he doesn't actually live at the residence?
That's it. This guy probably represents, I don't know, like 5% of their tax base for that village with the properties he owns.
Uh-huh.
And the revenue he creates by hiring people to maintain these properties and stuff like that. And look, leave the guy alone, because all you're going to do is spend a lot of money. He's got more money than you guys got, can tell you that. He's a billionaire. He'll bury you in legal, and then he's going to win a judgment. Then, you know, the residents of the village wind up having to foot the bill because the ridiculous nature of the village council is nah.
Yeah, but what is their problem with it, though? What is their big gripe? That it's like obstructing a view, or it's
I think it's because he's Italian. I think it's because he's an Italian non-golfer.
Okay. Greg. All right. So we don't know is what you're really saying.
I'm just making stuff up because it sounds more reasonable than pretty much anything else. This story is so ridiculous that, you know, as weird as what I just said sounds, it's probably pretty close to the truth.
Well, I mean, usually there is some particular issue, though, that they don't like. It's not like it's an eyesore. I mean,
he probably parked his Lambo, you know, too far from the curb one time, or I don't know.
But maybe he didn't buy
any Girl Scout cookies.
It doesn't say anything in the story what their big gripe is, just that he's breaking the rule.
I'm telling you, that's it. The fact that he does, because he does not live there, he basically uses it as a storage unit, but he doesn't actually live there. He's not maintaining a residence where he comes and goes, you know, 3-4 times, 5 times a month. The guy's a billionaire. He's doing billionaire stuff. He's flying around the country. He's flying around the world. He's buying. He's selling. He's trading. He's up. He's down. He's back up. He's making money. He's losing money. He's making money. He's buying yachts. He's buying more yachts. He's buying more property. He's selling stuff. Leave him alone. He's doing billionaire stuff. You know, one thing he's not doing, Greg, is buying planes. You know why? Nerd.
You know, what I suggested was if other people in that area that own their home are renting out their dock to someone else's boat or yacht, then he should be able to rent the dock to himself.
Why do you say they're doing that?
Well, I've had clients that own waterfront properties but don't own a boat. So what they do is they rent their dockage to someone with a yacht or a boat. And they make some extra money doing that.
Happens inland, too, on lakes. Tell you.
So there's no reason. I cannot believe that every dockage there is has a yacht or a boat on there. It's owned by the owner of the home. It's probably some of them are rented.
So if they're allowing rental properties, why not? Well, maybe. But there has to be another element to this.
There could be some people complaining.
Why does there have to be another element?
Well, because, you know, it just doesn't make any sense.
It's Florida.
Well, no, because my guess is they think the boat is too big, or it's obstructing a view, it's taking
Tiger
up too
Woods
much
is
space.
Right next door with his 155-footer,
and maybe they don't like that either. I don't know. I'm just saying there has to be more than this.
Maybe Tiger Woods didn't like looking at it. Maybe it got too close to his boat. Yeah. I've looked at it. It's not extending beyond the dock.
Tiger Woods did report that, you know, his neighbor's boat was like 35% longer.
But he could tell
just by looking at it.
And the yacht isn't extending beyond the dock. I've seen that before, which to me would be a hazard to navigation. It is within the space of the dock.
Yeah. Well, but so, maybe the width of where it is it closing off a channel maybe or making it narrow?
If you look at the picture, it's a huge area
Well, somebody's obviously, he's upset someone.
Probably didn't make a payoff on something. Well, you know?
He's trying to pay off his plane and got distracted, you know, but I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it sounds insane. I mean, that's your classic HOA kind of issue, you know, but it's not like it's a trashy car parked in the, you know, front yard.
God forbid he had like a Honda
Ridgeline.
This is like a Yachit.
That would make me mad.
I mean, this sounds like a pretty fancy vessel. I mean, I mean that'd just bring up the class of the whole area. I would think you'd usually, welcome that kind of stuff. But there's something else going on.
That's the new rating from Lloyd's of London is no longer yacht, mega yacht, super yacht. It is fancy vessel.
Mm-hmm. That's the technical term.
That is now the technical
term. Took 20 years to develop
that. Just came over the wire.
Yep. So,
pardon me, do you have a yacht? I do not. I have a fancy vessel.
Well, the good news is none of the World of Boating crew are ever going to find themselves in this predicament because we'll never have a 165-foot mega yacht that we have to dock on our intercoastal waterway.
Sounds like a challenge to me.
Okay, go for it. You have your mission if you choose to accept it there, Captain Patrick.
Come on, Powerball.
And then when you do, you know, don't forget your fellow crew members.
Who?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Exactly. Right. I would change my telephone number and address and disappear.
All right, we got just a little bit of time. We got anything else you want to throw out there on our 20-year anniversary show?
I want to throw out some poo, Greg. You familiar with the rowing races over in jolly old England?
Yes, I've heard of these. Yeah, I like to
so,
do that.
You know, Oxford and Cambridge. Mm-hmm. You know, two of the stalwarts, I guess. Very storied history.
Right.
Anyway, Oxford has complained that they lost their recent boat race. It was actually a crushing defeat to Cambridge because there was too much poo in the water.
What?
Yes. And this story and all the other stories we didn't get to talk about be found at worldofboating.com or at the World of Boating Facebook page. So if you haven't got your fill of poo stories this week, be sure to check us out. Like us, promise we won't bury you during.
No, I'm confused. So was the poo actually keeping them from going as fast as they could?
I guess so.
Or they were cruising through mud, so to speak,
It was actually in the water. In fact, new safety guidance saw teams opt against the traditional celebration for the winning team, where the team members would jump into the river and the coxswain would get a dunking. They said there is far too much poo in the water.
Too many floaters, huh?
Wow.
Disgusting.
So it took them off their
20
game.
Years.
That's one of the most unique excuses that I've heard for being a loser. But hey, you gotta throw it against the wall, see if it sticks sometimes.
Indeed.
Oh, and on that disturbing note, we're gonna wrap it up. 20 years came up with that one. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.